Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast as we continue our month of Christmas. Now, I'm not joined with Nick today, or Tom, or Steve, or Jason, or John, or anyone. Right, we actually have Brian Ripper from the All About the Mouse podcast here today. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Luke, how's it going?
I'm very good. And you?
I am... very good myself. A little out of breath because I'm busy packing and getting ready to go. I'm about one day away from leaving for Mouse Fest. But other than that, I'm doing really good. I'm really excited. But it's nice to be able to kind of take a moment to sit down and talk with you tonight.
Yeah, talk the thing we love the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Disneyland.
Wow, is this the Disneyland Resort Kingdom podcast?
It really should be.
Well, very cool. I'll look forward to, after I finally make it out there, maybe to coming back on with you and talking about what I thought of Disneyland. But until then, I can live vicariously through you.
Yeah, and we can even meet up, maybe.
Yeah, well, you're there, what, like every other day or so?
I wish. Now, we're going to take a look through some pictures that I shot at the Disneyland Resort. Basically, explaining, I guess, some of the stuff that is new there, but mainly the Christmas Fantasy Parade. Now, of course, there are new things on top of the turnstiles, Year of a Million Dreams clouds, which had been rumored and had been put into place on the DCA turnstiles, and I'm probably not alone in thinking that they look really corny and out of place.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I hate to knock it because I haven't actually been there and seen it for myself, but judging from the picture, the first thing when I saw the picture, I actually thought it was something that had been photoshopped into the picture. I didn't realize that was actually there. So, yeah, that's kind of what I think, but like I said, without seeing it for myself, I can just kind of judge from the picture.
Now, the next couple of pictures show the setup for the Candlelight Procession, which was held this Sunday when I was at Disneyland. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, I did not see it. But the setup does look really nice, and especially behind the train station.
Now, okay, so this takes place directly behind the turnstile there?
No, it's on the other side. So okay. Once you get into the park, so it's right by the flagpole.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I mean, they've done it up really well. I actually couldn't tell that was I don't know, you don't want to say the hub, but the middle part of Main Street there, as soon as you come in under the train station, I actually could not tell that's what it was, because it's done up very, very well.
And if you look at the next one, it shows it a bit better.
Oh, neat.
Where it's located.
And who was the narrator that day?
Jane Seymour.
Nice. She was the medicine woman, right?
She did it for the 2 days that it was going out here.
Okay.
And then there is a new 60-foot-tall Christmas tree up on Main Street. Of course, that has been there for I don't know how long. But do you have the same thing in Disney World?
We do in the Magic Kingdom. It's not in the same place, though, on Main Street. If I remember correctly from last year, it is actually just to the right of the hub, kind of as the walkway that takes you right over to the noodle station, right over in that area.
Doesn't seem as good placing.
You know, you're right. It is kind of an odd placing. I do like it because it does make, if you get it the right angle, for a great photo opportunity with Cinderella Castle in the background. Although this year, what they've done out at Walt Disney World and also in Disneyland, Luke, with the castle.
Oh, yes.
I really think the tree is going to look pretty dwarfed as far as what the castle looks like. But, it makes for good photo op.
And I was actually in DCA just by the Golden Gate Bridge, and I was looking out and I could see the train station of Disneyland. I could actually see the tree tipping up on top of it.
Yeah, I mean,
not
the
literally,
tree,
of course.
The tree is pretty amazing. I mean, you know, like you said, it's a 60-foot tree, so you figure, you know, a six-story is, you know, like a six-story building. And it really does tower up, and when you're looking at it in person, I'm sure you know this as well as I do, Luke. When you're looking at it, you know, in person, you're kind of looking all the way up at the top. It's really like looking at a you know, pretty tall building. I mean, you just it's hard to believe. You know, you kind of wonder, well, what's holding this thing up?
Yeah, and I actually think it's taller than the castle itself.
It may be taller than Sleeping Beauty Castle, from what I've heard.
And then, of course, we see a picture of some reefs up on Main Street. And, of course, I will post a link to where the pictures are in the show notes so I can, or so you can look at them while we tell you about them.
Now, is that a hidden Mickey in the middle there, strung up across Main Street in the reef?
I'd call that a not-so-hidden Mickey.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And then as we look to the next one, we see the beauty that is Sleeping Beauty Castle during the day, and I think they have really well achieved a good daytime look, Christmas look to the castle, as well as a nighttime Christmas look to the castle here in Disneyland, whereas in Disney World, it only really looks Christmassy at nighttime.
Well, you know, and again, I can't really say because I haven't seen Cinderella Castle yet. I will in about a day and a half, but or Christmas time, obviously, I've seen the castle. But I have to say that this picture of Sleeping Beauty Castle does look really nice. And, you know, even though we have this big, you know, huge, you know, towering Cinderella Castle in Walt Disney World, I've always really enjoyed the look of Sleeping Beauty Castle because it might be smaller, but it definitely has a very nice, I mean, just the architecture to it and the way the Imagineers designed it and the coloring and the texture and everything is very, very nicely done. And it really just it fits perfectly with these Christmas decorations that they've chosen for it. And I love how they have the kind of like the maroon and gold banners and stuff outside of it. And it really kind of takes you back to that medieval time frame.
And I think I actually do also prefer Sleeping Beauty's castle to Cinderella's castle. But the one in Paris definitely is the nicest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
And then the next picture shows It's a Small World holiday and its holiday greatness, along with the sign. And the clock parade has been Christmas-sized, if that makes any sense. And basically, it's the same thing, just with Christmas music playing instead. And when this picture was took, it was 1 o'clock on Sunday, December 2nd. And then after that, I saw a Christmas fantasy parade, and that's the main topic of the show today. Now, the parade starts off 10 minutes before most of it gets there with a little tiny float with Giselle from Enchanted. And the same with in the Hollywood Holiday Parade at MGM, which we talked about in the last show.
Yeah, I think that's interesting that they're using, you know, already with Enchanted just being released a couple of weeks, and they've already got the, you know, Enchanted characters in the parades. Very, very smart of Disney to do, I guess.
Yeah. And the parade begins, and I'm sort of going to guide you through. And the first float has a big teddy bear on it with a ballerina, which is very effective, I think. Although the stick thing that the ballerina is on kind of makes a lot of noise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I was right by it, and I actually got a very good spot for the parade. I was like, barely anyone there. It was right behind, as you can see by that sign, the holiday time at Disneyland tour guests.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah, great spot.
And then, as within Florida, there is the world-famous Toy Soldiers.
Yes. Yes, those were neat. I actually saw those in the dark last year. And for some reason, yeah, do they have a nighttime parade at Disneyland, Luke?
No, they run either a Christmas Fantasy Parade or Parade of Dreams during the day and night. So they are equipped to be sort of nighttimey.
Yeah, see, for some reason, and just as a kind of a comparison, and I've only seen the parade for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at the Magic Kingdom. I've only seen it once, because I've only attended the Christmas party once. But it didn't seem like there were near as many lights on the floats and stuff as there usually are for the nighttime parades. I remember it being very dark. And I mean, almost to the point where some of the walk around characters and stuff that come out, I mean, you really didn't have a really good view of them. So, you know, and I'll kind of compare it again this year and just maybe see if that was a fluke thing or if that's just, you know, the way they've designed the parade. But, yeah, just seeing these daytime pictures, it definitely, you can get a much better sense of what the parade is supposed to look like. I just remember it being very dark and not really having very many good photo opportunities.
And then after that, there's a float with Mrs. Claus, Pluto, Daisy, and Donald. And
so where is Mr. Claus?
Oh, he's much later in the parade.
Okay.
And then the weirdest part of the parade is a float with Aladdin, Jasmine, and the genie. And it's just decked out, and it really makes no sense to be in there.
Okay.
I don't think that.
And I love this caption. Why are they in the parade?
Yeah. I don't think it snows in Agrabah.
Well, I don't know. If Simba shows up, then I'm really going to be worried.
Yeah. And then the Winter Wonderland begins. And if you like the caption for that one, then you'll like the caption for this one. With the skating snowflake girls.
Okay.
Very,
very
good
festive.
Costumes.
Mm. Yeah. Very festive.
Yeah. And then after that, there's a giant white Christmas tree float, followed by some snowmen. And there's Mickey and Minnie skating in like a little mini skate park float.
Oh, that's really cool. Mm. I like that one a lot.
And then there's a gingerbread man section with recipe for gingerbread treats. And I like this picture. He wasn't... That must have just been a lucky shot, I think.
Now, have you actually...
with the gingerbread man.
Have you actually tried the recipe for the gingerbread sweets?
No.
Oh, I'm just wondering if that attention to detail that they have, you know, the Imagineers tend to have, follows over into the parades as well.
Yeah, I think there was the actual recipe was on the float, which is really cool and really Disney.
Now, I like this next picture. It's nice to see that Max is getting some recognition back into the parks.
Mm, although he isn't really that prime anymore.
Well, no, but you know, any of the fans of the old, you know, the Disney Afternoon, and you know,
Goof
the yeah, you know, the whole goofy father son thing, you know, I think we'll really appreciate that float there.
And then the Christmas ball begins, and this is actually a reusing of a float from Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams. And Aurora must have annoyed the other princesses because she's out in front walking. And then Cinderella is on the float, and you can't see, but Snow White is there as well. And Belle must have annoyed the other princesses as well because she's out back bringing up the rear.
Belle and the Beast. Mm-hmm. Wow. And they are surprisingly in just regular costume. Nothing really all that festive about their costumes.
That bit doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But after that, Santa's Toyland begins. And there's a little funny float with Chip and Dale driving a car. And they get off every now and then and just do some funny stuff. And then there's a toy float with Woody on a rocking horse.
The first appearance of Pixar in the parade.
Yes, and one of the only ones, fortunately.
You know, I've just realized, too, while doing this, we would, you know, we could totally do the job of the Thanksgiving Day Parade with the commentators who just kind of comment on every float that comes down the line.
Or the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
And then there's Santa's Toy Factory with Geppetto and a Minnie Mouse doll and a mini Ferris wheel in the back.
Now, I do have to say this is probably the float that makes the most sense so far in the parade, with having Geppetto being, you know, kind of the puppet maker and that he is, and having the Toy Factory. I think that was a great job, really, you know, incorporating that into the whole holiday season.
And then Buzz is after that, and he's saying things like, these Earth festivities are very weird. Stuff like that.
And are the little alien creatures, did they say anything, or are they just props?
No, they're just props, I think.
Okay.
And then, like with the giant white Christmas tree, there's a giant green Christmas tree. And then there's some walking around reindeer, which look really cool to me.
I don't see Rudolph, though.
I think he might be pulling Santa, who is the last float in
there he is.
The parade. And he's singing along to some of the songs, saying some stuff to the crowd, and basically ending the parade with a bang. And then that's the end of the Christmas Fantasy Parade. Any final words on that, Brian?
Yeah, it looks really great, actually, and you know, I'm kind of glad I got to sent me the link to the site and got to see a lot of these pictures, because definitely if I'm not able to make it out to Disneyland at that time of year, for those who don't know, I am planning on taking a 2008 trip out to Disneyland. It'll be my first trip ever. So if I'm not able to make it out that time of year, you know, I won't feel like I totally missed out on this, because it looks really neat. And you did a great job with getting a lot of the essential pictures, and just really kind of, you got a lot of good shots that really give you an idea of what the parade's all about.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
And the next picture is of the California Adventure entrance. And they changed the letters, changed the actual insides of them, depending on the holidays or an event or something. See, when I first went there, they had changed them to sort of Year of a Million Dreams, skies and clouds. And I actually thought they worked the best. And then for Halloween, they had them decked out as candy corn.
Yeah, I saw that one. That looked really neat.
And then they returned it to the original gold.
Now,
which is the way it has been since 2001.
Now, could you tell, is that an overlay that they just put over the letters, or did they actually construct, you know, new letters and bring them out and bolt them into the ground?
Overlay.
Okay,
I was
going to say, it seems like a lot of work to, because I assume they're kind of like bolted or into the ground or driven, you know, pretty far down.
And then for Christmas, they decked them out as candy canes. And Mickey is actually hanging out on the C, and Goofy is on the A.
Yeah.
And then as we go into the park, the Golden Gate Bridge has some quaint decor on it.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And if you look in the background, you can just see the train station, and right above it, the tip of the Christmas tree.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that is the entrance to the park?
Yeah, that's pretty much the entrance, as
very
it is
nice.
Right now. And as if you can see, crossing it is the actual monorail.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes through the Golden Gate Bridge.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I actually did not know that. That is really neat.
And there is some more quaint decor on Hollywood Pictures backlot. And then we go to something non-Christmassy. There is a new Snow White exhibit in the Disney animation area, and there's a little photo op outside. As you go in, there's a sign to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and it's just a bunch of artwork and stuff. From Snow White celebrating the 70th anniversary of it, which comes up late this month, I think.
Yeah, were you able to do attend the event that they had for the 70th anniversary?
Unfortunately, no, mainly because of the money.
Yeah, Yeah, we actually had one of the listeners of our show put a post up in the forums with some really nice pictures of John Lasseter and Roy E. Disney, and it just kind of gave us a really nice trip report of how everything went. And so it was really neat. I was really happy to be able to, you know, to look at some of those pictures, because it was very nice, intimate setting, and everything looks like it would have been a thrill to be at.
And after taking a couple of those pictures, a cast member came up to me and said, "No flash." He was like, "Excuse me, sir, there's no flash photography." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't notice."
So, and as I can see behind one of the walls, is there a Turtle Talk attraction in a California Adventure as well?
Yes, there is.
I did not know that either.
No, actually, in animation, you walk into this big giant room, and all around you there's a bunch of screens that usually display different images from Disney films, concept art, and clips, and they're all encompassing. So it's sort of like a Circle Vision theater that is the lobby, but it's a bit more mishmashed.
Oh, cool.
And there's four rooms, and of course right now in the middle there's the Snow White exhibit, and I'm not sure how long that's staying, but off in the left corner there is Character Close Up, which is just a few displays, and then there's a Sorcerer's Workshop, which is a sort of walkthrough hands-on exhibit thing, and then you got Turtle Talk and Animation Academy.
Now, the Animation Academy, is that like what we have at the studios?
It is, but it's different. It's actually in the old theater that was the Mushu show.
Okay.
And you don't use screens, you use actual paper. And I've actually got my drawing of Daisy Duck right next to me.
I know. They use paper at, I don't know what they used to use, but the last few times we've done it, it was paper. Actually got to take it home. I actually have a framed, really bad drawing that I did of Donald Duck, but I actually have that framed.
Yeah, we had to do Daisy, which was a bit more tough.
Yeah. Well, Donald was tough enough, so I had a hard time drawing Winnie the Pooh, and that was evidently a fairly easy one to do. My wife did fantastic at it, and I just sucked.
Yeah.
Can I say that on your show?
Yeah, it's all right.
Awesome.
No, but that was the first time I did the Animation Academy, and it was pretty cool. And then what else have we got? Just a little bit more. Now, in the center of Sunshine Plaza, which is sort of like the main street to DCA, there is Santa's Beach Blast, which I'm not even going to talk about because it's just weird.
Okay.
And there's two more pictures down below. And the last one is of Christmas decorations on the entrance to Flick's Fun Fair in A Bug's Land. If you notice the Santa Claus eraser on the end of the pencil.
Oh, yeah.
And the giant candy cane.
That's very cool.
With the Tower of Terror looming in the background.
Yeah, I know. Very nice touch there.
Well, that's it for our discussion on a lot of Christmas stuff around Disneyland, and mainly a Christmas fantasy parade. We should be back on Friday talking about Christmas at Epcot Center. So, thank you for joining me, Brian.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show, Luke.
If you don't mind telling, what have we got coming up on your show this week?
Well, this week on All About the Mouse, which, in case you don't know, can actually be found at www.allaboutthemouse.com. Or just type in All About the Mouse in iTunes and pull it up that way. But this week is actually, which is actually going to be episode 34, will come out on Friday, December 6th, which, Luke, I'm not sure when your show is going up.
Wednesday.
Okay, so it will, so Friday, December.
But wouldn't that be Friday, December 7th?
Yes, you are perfectly right. It'll be Friday, December 7th. I will actually already be down at Mouse Fest, so I've recorded the show and gotten everything ready a little bit early. But Jonathan actually is down in Walt Disney World already. And for those who don't know, Jonathan Dichter is my co-host. And so he's in Walt Disney World already. So I'm doing the show kind of by myself this week. So I decided to do a recap and a trip report of my first ever Disney Wonder trip on the Disney Cruise Line. A couple months ago, my wife and I actually took our anniversary trip to the Nassau, Bahamas, and to Castaway Key. on the Disney Wonder. It's our first ever Disney cruise, and we just had a really great time. And I started by doing some trip reports in the forums, and it really became just really time consuming to sit down and try to type and explain just everything that we had done, because there was so much to do. And you know, and posting the pictures and everything, I decided, well, maybe we'll just sit down this week and I'll kind of talk about what we did on the cruise and all the different things that there were to do. And we'll review some of the restaurants and some of the shows and just, you know, some of the things that there are to do, not only on the ship, but on Castaway Cay as well. And Jonathan may make a brief appearance by way of a satellite or however you want to call it. But he may make a brief appearance this week too.
And don't be discouraged because Jonathan isn't on the show this week, guys.
No, not at all. And he will be back next week. So if you don't like it this week, well, next week he'll be back. So.
Well, that's it for the show. Again, Brian, thanks for joining me.
Thank you again, Luke.
And we'll see you on Friday, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Filthy hell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.